This is continuing from the last recording. I had to stop, but somebody came by. Anyway, the trend that I was at, I was thinking more about the resistance we have built up towards money and abundance and just allowing things to flow and even just allowing things to come to us that we require for whatever, you know, we're trying to do, whether it's build a house or go camping or whatever it is. So we have certain requirements that we need to have something turn out exactly the way we want it, like an end result sort of thing, even though there is no end. So it's our job really to envision that, but envision it with our feelings and emotions. In the universe, the world that we're on, we'll put all the Lego blocks together, all the building blocks and everything that's required, put it all together to make it turn out in such a way that it gives us that particular feeling and the emotion at the end. In other words, a joyous one or whatever the case. But it's our job in that sense to put it in such a way that we envision it in such a manner that the universe can put it together. And, at the same token, envision it in such a manner that the universe has as many possible options to create it in a certain way. So that makes it come about a lot faster. So I thought back about the 3.6 million, and it's been several months. Then I thought about my thoughts about money. And, you know, how many thoughts I have, perhaps on the, that fit into the lack side of money, rather than the abundance side. And I realized that the percentage that were of thoughts in the lack side were so huge that as a teeter-totter, as a scale, it was totally out of balance. So I had to work very hard visualizing, creating, sending love, all kinds of stuff to keep the scale jumping up every once in a while to allow some abundance to flow in. Because my thoughts basically, without my realizing, were so much on the not allowing it to flow continuously. So, excuse me, it would come in spurts. You know, where I would work at it really hard, I would get then some money coming in, and then I would flip back into the old pattern, not realizing it at all that most of my thoughts were really on the lack, not on the abundance. So in order to work around that, I would open the flow, envision money coming in, radiate out love, and work quite hard at it. And again, a sum of money would come in, coincidences would line up, it would take some time, but there it was, the money would flow in. And then the money's there, and I basically, you know, let go of that hard work I was doing to get that money in a sense, and live. Do whatever I was doing. But then that scale that had been lifted by my hard work for that temporary time just flopped back down. Because my thoughts went back to lack as where they were sitting before. So now all this, you know, feeling-wise, emotion-wise, pretending that I have $3.6 million I've been doing all summer long, what that has done, in a sense, as I look at it more closely, it's lifted the scales, because it's changed my thoughts. I'm not in the opposite yet, but the scales basically, as clearly as I can see at this moment, are halfways. So they're not yet fully tottering on the abundance side, but they're not leaning towards the lack side either. I'm right in the middle. And that's what I was kind of feeling as if I was sitting right in the middle, sort of on the line of the fence, not really having a foot in the lack and not really having a foot in abundance. So I'm at this mid-zone where it feels like it could go either direction, but neither one is really happening. The flow isn't really bellowing in, and yet I'm not really in a lack either. So now, at this stage, what happens a lot of times is we kind of give up. You know, we've put in a fair bit of work, a fair bit of time, and we sort of go, nothing's happening. And then we kind of let go and we jump back into our lives and continue on. And what would happen then is the scale would slowly drop back down into the lack side, because we would automatically flop back into our previous thinking patterns. Maybe not as heavily, but slowly and surely it would run back into those thinking patterns. We would be, in a matter of time, right back where we were before. Which is obviously not what we want. And but this sort of thing, as I think about it, happens a lot. I've done this many, many times. I've worked at something, went a certain distance, came to that mid-zone, and that's a very confusing time when you're right at that balanced part, because you're not getting a sense, or I'm not getting a sense of where I am, because I'm in the middle point. So I don't feel like I'm in the abundant side, but I don't feel like I'm in the lack side either. So the main point of what I'm trying to say is probably, if anything, it is more important now to continue on exactly what I was doing and keep going. Because now if I keep going, the scales are going to start to tip over towards the abundant side. The more I keep going, the more they will tip. And someday, that will stay ingrained as much as the lack had been, but it's going to take some time because it's like a groove that's, you know, gets ground out. And once you've cut a deep groove of abundance, it's not going to switch to a lack of abundance, you know, by making a mistake or letting go for a few days or whatever the case, because there'll have been what word could I use? A tendency. You know, once the mind, once it's been trained to stay at a certain point, it will stay there. And once we thoroughly believe we are on the abundant side, the mind continues to produce thoughts to remind us that we're on the abundant side. That's what it's supposed to do. If we're on the lack side, it continuously reminds us that we're on the lack side. But in that, it's also telling us we're on the lack side, our thoughts are on the lack side of money, on not enough, so we need to do something about it. It's like constantly telling us, hey, you're on the lack side, do something about it. And what do? We change our thoughts. And the easiest way to change your thoughts is not try to remove the ones we have, but simply focus on a new one. One simple new thought, and make it a very powerful, strong thought. And that was the 3.6 million. It's a good place to start. Keep doing it until it brings about a wonderful, joyous feeling. Today I was doing some work. Doing some tile work, a small tile job. And I got up and I noticed I was really sore. My back was sore and there's a muscle aching. And then I realized I had fallen into a pattern of lack, thinking thoughts of lack. I didn't realize it, but when I'm working, I fall into a heavy pattern of thinking. I just automatically drift through thoughts not at all associated with Thailand, because to me this is such a simple thing that I do it automatically. So, once I realized I was having some thoughts and looked at them, I realized that there was quite a few thoughts on the lack of money. So, I fell into a pattern, but I recognized it, and that's good. That's all that matters. So, I just took a couple of minutes, and I thought about my $3.6 million. Just sitting in the bank, I reminded myself there's $3.6 million in the bank. I reminded my mind, my body, by bringing about the feeling as best as I could in that short period of time, which isn't that strong of a feeling, but it's there. I brought it up, and then I continued working while holding that thought. The next thing I noticed is that the pain in my body was gone, and I was feeling quite good. That made me realize that, well, I already realized it, it just sort of enforced it a little bit more. A lot of what we perceive in our environment is in our heads. It's not really real. Yes, the physical pain, if you have physical pain, is real. But all of a sudden, when you start thinking about something that brings a lot of joy, and that joy is felt physically, because when you have a strong, joyful emotion, you physically feel that joy in your body. It's not just a mental thing, it becomes a physical thing. And the pain leaves. So was the pain real? Was it any more real than the feeling we brought about? Not really. A very large part of it is in our head. That's the important thing to remember. When we're doing this and we're doing all this pretending, a lot of the stuff that we experience is already pretending. We see it as real because we've made it real for ourselves, but it isn't any more real than what we're trying to do with the 3.6 million. As far as resistance, I believe that it's just a matter of continuing on and the resistance lets go, because every week as I continue on in the morning, first thing in the morning, really putting myself into feeling that I have the 3.6 million, keeping it extremely simple. I don't need to change anything about my life at all. Just put that 3.6 million in there. That makes it very, very simple to do. It doesn't, you know, cause a lot of resistance. It's just adding one little thing and then just allowing it to be there. I'm not looking for the 3.6 million. I'm not waiting for them. I just want to experience the feeling. See, if I wait for them, that adds a whole nother dimension. If I try to spend them, that adds a whole nother dimension to it. It's going to cause all kinds of problems for myself, for sure. Because if I try to spend them in my head, then next thing I know, I realize I don't have them. And I'll be reinforcing that I don't have the 3.6 million rather than enforcing that I have. Now, every week this feeling gets stronger and becomes more me, like more natural, as if it's always been there, as if it's been part of me. I can't say every day, because some days are not as good, and then all of a sudden it'll break loose and get better. So it's basically, the improvement is on a weekly basis rather than just on a daily basis. Because some days when I'm bringing about the feeling, it doesn't seem to work that well. But I continue on, and then the next day, or the day after, it improves and works even better. I think the trick is to keep on going until the scales begin to tip. As they begin to tip now, sooner or later, on towards the abundant side of our thoughts, becoming more and more towards the abundant side, as our feelings and emotions become more and more on the abundant side, things will start to kick in. Recently, last week, I won 3 times in a row on the lottery. Nice little chunk of money, but 3 times in a row. That tells me something. for a little bit there, the scales tipped into the abundant side. I don't care where the money comes from or how it comes. I don't care if it comes in $10 increments, 20, 50, 100, 1,000. I don't care. This is not about this. This is about changing my ability to attract money. It's not really even about the 3.6 million. They are a tool that we are using to change our attraction and allowing of money to flow in. And we've used a large number, so we're not resisting. You know, we could use 10,000, but I think a larger number is going to expand us more, because I've done this before with 10,000. I ended up with the 10,000, which was nice, very nice. But I realized then very quickly that I should have just made the number bigger, because then I'm not starting all over again, in a sense. I'm allowing more to flow in, not just 10,000. Because I realized I let 10,000 in right on the line sort of thing. So, we just allow things to be as they are. Now, one other thing I want to mention. It was kind of an odd thing that happened yesterday. I was driving my little boat with the outboard motor to this island with Rudy, take him for a walk. And we're just coming to shore, and the handle pops off the motor and falls in the water, and right at the spot where it's impossible for me to get it. Had it gone another 5 feet, I would be able to reach it and get it. But there was also a current there, and I watched the current just take it away. Now, I was able to kind of fix it half-assed with some tape. And it's working. It's fine. I can continue on this way. It's a little nicer when the proper handle's on there, though. And then I wondered, did I track that? How did I create that with my thoughts? Negative thoughts? Not being happy with my boat? And I realized, after thinking about it a bit, there's two things happening here, I believe. One, I had been thinking about having a different boat, a little bit fancier with a steering wheel and so forth, which is fine. But I did it in kind of an incorrect way, because I lost my appreciation for the boat that I have. And I was looking at it and going, well, this is no good. I'd rather have this. And I'd be looking at my boat and saying, well, I don't really like this. I would want it this way. And so really I'm putting negative thoughts and emotions into this boat rather than jumping into my boat and pretending so much that it is what I want that the feeling of having the way I want it comes about while I'm in my boat without changing anything. I just make the adjustments pretending that it's there, so much so that I get a feeling of appreciation for it, my boat being this way, the way I want it. That would put the positive feelings in it, positive emotions. That opens the flow, and the universe can create that. But I was doing the opposite. I was actually putting negative thoughts into it. I was dismantling it, not really creating a better boat. In a sense, I was actually dismantling the one I've got with my unappreciation. So, in a sense, it dismantles, it falls apart, it doesn't work as good, and so forth. See, we can create and we can uncreate. We can uncreate by having it just go away. We can uncreate by having it stolen. We can uncreate by having it literally fall apart. We have the ability to do either one. So as we are now working on improving our strengths and ability to create, we have to begin to be a little bit more observant and more careful on how we create, and realize that we have just as much power in the uncreating as we do in the creating. That's the fun part, isn't it? That's the fun part of learning. So that's it for today.